bushel.
Okay, so if you say we raised 40.
40 bushels.
Okay. Do you know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
40 acres.
Same thing you got to do with wheat.
Thrush it.
Okay, so you might say that the oats
were thrushed.
Okay. If you and another woman got a job together, okay, and you were talking about it, you might say, and you were talking to her about it, you might say, you and I, and if you were talking, not to her, but to someone else, okay, about the two of you getting a job, you would just, and you'd just say, the job is for
Maxine and I.
All right, and talking about the two of you, you might say, the job is for the
two of us.
And if some friends of yours, well, if somebody comes over, or if you, let's say you're going over to a friend's house, okay, you might call up and say, blank and blank are coming over. You and your friend are going to come over and say, blank and blank are coming over.
I would say, Ethelie and I are coming over.
Okay, and instead of using her name, use like she or her or something like that. Why would you use that?
Just say she and I are coming over.
Okay. If you knock at the door and the people who are in the house don't see you, but they know your voice, you know, and they say, who's there? And they know your voice. You say, it's
Mary.
Okay. But what else would you say?
It's a friend of mine.
No, it's just, you know, it's just you. You say, oh, it's just.
Oh, it's me.
Okay. How about if we were sitting here and the door was shut and somebody knocks at the door, and you might say, and you know you were expecting somebody, you might say, oh, it's only
a friend of mine.
Okay. But if you knew it's just a man out there and you didn't know his name, you might say, oh, it's only
Mr.
Okay, talking about just using the pronouns, you know, like he, she, or, it's only.
It's only him.
Okay, now if it's a female.
It's only she.
Okay.
Her.
Well, whatever way she would say it.
I'm supposed to speak the way I say.
How about if it was a group of people? It's only.
A few friends.
Okay, but using like he,
few,
she,
it's only. He and...
No, just say what you tell Ms. Della them. It's only them.
It's only them.
Okay, comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as.
I am.
Okay, and again, you might, comparing how tall you are again, you say I'm not as...
tall as he.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than...
I.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
2 miles is too long,
are
too
you?
Far.
Okay, and speaking of being too far, you say 2 miles is a blank he could go, talking about far.
2 miles as far as he could go.
All right, would you say something like 2 miles is all that...
all that I can go.
Okay. If something belongs to me... you might say it's...
it belongs to him.
No, if it belongs to me. Like if this belongs to me, you say that's...
that's his own.
And, all right, if it belongs to... if something belongs to both of us, you say it's...
that's ours together.
Okay. And if it belongs to a group of people that we call them, you say... if it belongs to them, you say it's...
it's their own.
Okay. And if it belongs to him, you say it's...
his own.
And if it belongs to her,
it's her.
And let's say people have been to visit you and they're about to leave. What would you say? Well, how would you